Shamanism, sweetest friend, we are continuing our previous shiur, the topic of Ataros Chasanim, Klei Shiur, and we earlier saw in the first two shiurim, Niflos, Rabbis, Gedolos, Vatsumas, and Taras Hashem. Thank God, it was amazing. And now we will continue, and just to recapitulate the yesod that we brought out from the Gemara, and that is that the din of Ataros Chasanim is a din in the Gavra, in the Chosin, that the Chosin can't be Me'utar. It's not a din in the Kli, it's not a din in the Atara, that the Atara is now let it be on his head, that the Atara is Aser. No, it's a din in the Chosin. The Chosin can't be in a matzah where he's Me'utar. And that would apply if it's mamish, even if it's not mamish on his head, even if it's surrounding him, it's above him, as Tosis holds this atara is, it's over his head, and kal v'chomer if it's on his head. But either way, he's not allowed to be me'utam. Okay, so that's the yesod ha'dvarim. And if you'd like to hear how we develop that, so you can listen to the previous shiur. And with this, we can explain, again, we're basing ourselves in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Zechut Tzadik Uracha. With this, we can explain the Machlokas HaMoroim in Soita, and Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu Elamela Ashel Melech V'Gofris. Rav says, concerning the decree banning the wearing of crowns, that they taught this halacha only with regard to crowns of salt and sulfur. Avol shel hadas v'shel veret mutar, but those of myrtle and rose are permitted. And Shmuel says, no, av shel hadas v'shel veret asur, shel kanim v'shel chilat mutar. Even crowns of myrtle are prohibited. Those made of reeds and bulrush are permitted. And Levi says, no, even of reeds and bulrush are prohibited. And he teaches that way in a brice as well. Ad kan midivrei agimore. V'harambam, the Perek Hey, Neilchot Ta'anit, Halachat Hedvav, Satan, he wrote Bistama, that everything is Aser. In other words, the Rambam Paskins, like Levi, that all Ataras are Aser. And the Tur asks on him, why don't you Paskin like Rav? That we Paskin, Hilchot Rav, the Isura. Ayin Sham Beis Yosef, Ubir Agrav, Sif Kut Nirav. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That indeed, if the Isser was Kipashtis Divrayam Mishnah Shekazru Ala Taras Chasanim, and that's Pashtis Divray Rafun and the Sugya and Gittin and of Zion. How do you know that it's prohibited to place a crown on the groom's head? So Rav Huna said that midrabbanan, the snan b'pum shel aspasianus, in the war of Vespasian, they decreed upon the atar atves chasanim. So in other words, this would be then b'pashtus that there's a gzeira on ataros chasanim, that they're not allowed to wear ataros chasanim. That's the gzeira. The Xeris on the crowns, that you're not allowed to wear these crowns. The Xeris on a Taras Chasanim. So that would mean that the Isser is on specific Kalim called a Taras Chasanim. And there, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara, Ezem Min Shel Kli Ze Asur. What type of this Kli is Asur? Is it, like the Gemara says, Shel Melch V'Shel Gafriz, Shel Adas V'Shel Vered, Shel Kanim v'Shel Milas? Those are the various opinions in the Gemara. Shechilas, right? There's a machlokas. What type of crowns are usher? Because that would be on the, if there was an isser on the cheft of the crown. But according to what we explained in Rav Chisda and Pashtis Divrei Ravino Mar Bar Ravashi, that we learn from the pasuk Vaseram Mitznefes, Sheikaro Isur Al Chatan, that the chasen is now to have a chaloy shem meutar, that the chasen can't be crowned. That he, like we said in the previous shiur, Harim Atara, that he has to be completely, you have to remove the Ataras, that he's completely not crowned with the Atara. That's the Isser. So then it doesn't matter. Right, just like we're not mechalek whether it's mamish on his head or it's like a chuppah, like it's a canopy above his head. So too, we're not going to be mechalek between this type of atara and that type of atara. Because the point is that shehu meuta. It's not a din on the cheft of the atara. It's a din that he's called meuta, and therefore it doesn't matter what type of atara he's wearing. Any type of atar he's wearing, this chasen is considered mu'utar. He's considered that he's crowned. And that the pasuk answers him. The pasuk of Asir Mitznefes ve'arim atara. Like Gemara Darshins. That when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Mitznefes, then the chasen is allowed to wear a crown. But when there's no mitznefes on the head of the Kohen Gadol, then there's no crown b'chol adam. So that was the vort of when I got up to go, and this is what Rav Chisda said. And then Rav Huna said, no, it's only the Rabbanan, but you made a nice source for this halacha, this pasuk. Akoponim, that's Rav Chisda. Shasul liot mu'utar. It's a din in the chasin that the chasin is not allowed to be mu'utan. Not that the cheft of the atar that it's usher for him to put on this atara, but that he shouldn't have a shame mu'utan, that he's crowned. That's the problem, and therefore it's going to be usher no matter what the crown, because he's a shame mu'utan no matter what. If it was on the cheft, then we could distinguish between the different types of crowns. But here it's a din of the gavra, so what does it matter what he's mu'utan? And that's a stam of the Gemara of Gittin. So, Meir, that's the way the Rambam paskin. As we explained in the previous year, the Ikar Avelus on the Churban is not the bittul mitznefes mei kohen gadol, but bittul kohen gadol mei mitznefes. But because there's no kohen gadol, there's no mitznefes. Because there's no kohen gadol, there's no mitznefes. That's our problem. That there's no kohen gadol. So in the melee, we're going to say the same vort by the chassan. The vort is not in the crown. The vort is that he's crowned in the person. The person's not allowed to be crowned, just like there's a din in the kohen gadol. That a rikra avelus is that there's no kohen gadol. And that he's not wearing the tzitz, the mitznefes. But that there's no kohen gadol. And Ravata the kohen gadol from the mitznefes. So too, it's a din of the chasin that he's not allowed to be wearing he's not allowed to be crowned. And since that's stamma the Gemara of Gittin, the Rambam paskins that way. And not like a Rav in Sota, who says that only Atar of Melech and Gafritz, but Abadas and Berat Amutter. V'zeh b'met mevo'ar v'lashon Rambam. שהרמם כותב בהלכת תתוו ואחר כך גזרו על התוות חתנים שלא להניחן כלל. After they made exeira on ataras chasanim not to wear them at all ושלא יניח החתן בראשו שום כליל שנאמר הסר המצנפת והרם האתרה. And after they made exeira on ataras chasanim not to put ataras chasanim on at all and that the chasim shouldn't put it on his head any crown, as it says, remove the mitznefes and lift up the atara, quoting the Gemara, the pasuk the Gemara quotes. So l'chor, we have to understand the kefil b'divrei Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Reisha, gazru al ataras chasanim shelo anichan klal. So what does the Rambam have to write again? V'shelo yanecha chasan broso shum kolel. Zel b'zach. L'chor, it's the zel b'zach. Manu saf b'sefa mashu lo katav b'reisha. And the Sherei Karban and the Yerushalmi, Sota 9:14 already discusses this. And Ritziyata Dishmaya, in a future shir, we are going to talk about that, and that is going to be super exciting. Based on what we explained, Pshat of the Rambam is as follows. At the beginning, the Rambam brings the Yisod HaYisur, like it says in the Mishnah Sota, there it goes, Al Taras Chasana, but the Rambam adds that the Yisur is Al HaNicham Lo Al HaYosem. So first the Rambam is telling us, like the Mishnah and Sota, they made Gzeira on Ataras Chasanim. And then the Rambam explains, "Shleinei chasim barosh or shum kalil." What does it mean, shum kalil? Any type of kalil, anything, like the Gemara in Gittin, because there's no chiluk. Why? Because it's din in the chasim. Because it's not mitzad atzman that the ataras are aser b'shimush, but rather mitzad a chasim. Shleinei barosh or shum kalil. And therefore the Rambam says, "V'lshonei chasim barosh shum kalil," showing that it's a din in the chasim, not in the crown. Yesh lefaresh bazeh, so that's the double lashon of the Rambam. First asering, like the Pashtus halashon, the Mishnah asering taros, and then telling us the gather of the yisur that it's in the chasan, that the chasan shouldn't be mu'tar. V'yesh lefaresh bazeh, mat etzarich iyun lich ora. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe in Erech Chaim, the Galus in Kuf Samach Vav discusses this, that in Gittin Dav Zayin it says Amar leresh klus rafuna. And aser, how do we know that crowns are aser? Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Huna answer that it's derabanan. It was that the gzera was made in the war with Vespasian. They made gzera on Ataras Chasanim. And then in that we have the words of Rav Chanina that the makor is of Rav Chizda, that the makor is haser mitznefes. That if there's no kohen gadol, there's no crowns. So lechora, since he asked klilim and alanda aser, he knew the iser in the Mishnah itself. As he knows, the Mishnah Sota says that it's aser. That's why he says klila menal and aser. To Torchak to say that he was an Am Aretz and he only knew the Lamaisa from an Hagas Ayla. No, in Pashtus he knew the Mishnah. In Pashtus he knew the Mishnah. So the question therefore was, I know the Mishnah says it's aser, but I want to know the Reish Galu says to Rav Huna, where do we know it's aser? How do I know that it's aser? What's the source? So what does Rav Huna answer him? He says, "Ah, it's midrabanan from the Mishnah." Yeah, but he knows the Mishnah. He was asking, "What's the makor of the Mishnah?" He knew the Mishnah. It's a gevalt the kasha. It's a chain of the kasha is that if he knew the Mishnah, he knew that it was exero upon the shalas pesianus. So what's his question in manal and daser? When they had the problem with aspesianus and the chorban by sheni, so they made this exero. As mashela minalan, he knows. So one on what's the teretz? What's the teretz is kasha? He obviously knew the Mishnah, so what are you answering him from the Mishnah? And what's the shayla b'chlal? He's asking me nalan daser, it means they know he knows the source that it's us, so what's he asking? Based on what we said, it's very good. V'hu shevadai yada reish galuta meham Mishnah. Avalu nakati kli lasur b'chol gavna v'lo echpat lan klal mimahi asuya. V'al zeh sha'al d'mehechan ha'makol hazeh. So Reish Galusa knew the Mishnah, but he learned that Kalila is Aser b'chol gavna, and we don't care what it's made of. And then he asked, what's the makor that all Kalilas are Aser? And on that, Rav Huna says, no, it's midrabanan. And it's included in the Mishnah, it's an Isser Miyucha mitzat HaChasin, that the Chasin shouldn't be Me'utah, and everything's included in that. So according to this Mahalach, that's exactly what Rav Huna's answer was. Rav Huna's answer was, he was asking, how do we know it's all Aser? And the answer is that Mishnah answers it all. That Mishnah answers everything, all types of crowns. His question was, how do we know that all types of Kalilas are Aser, all types of crowns are Aser? And the answer is the Mishnah. The Mishnah answers all types of crowns. And then comes around Rav Chizda, and he gives a makor from the Pasuk. It's the Rabbanim, but we have a makor from the Pasuk, Aser. Just like the problem with the Kohen Gadol is that there's no more Kohen Gadol wearing the Mitznefes, so to the Atara, you now have a person wearing the Atara, it's the name of the Gavra, and therefore all types are Aser. That's Mamish Gur Gur Gavaldik. Beautiful. So, and with this, we can bring a Smach Gadol for this, what it says in the Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of Sota and Alachat Hesvav. The Yerushalmi says, Mi matir es harishaynes. Amar Rav Yossi Berabun. Mishu matir es elu. Hu matir es elu. Ki adal reish galuse. Shalach Shaal. Rav Chizdai. Ma'u adin. Receiv kol amar Hashem. Aser mitzem tzvei matara. Mele. Aser mitzem tzvei matara. Shama. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar v'Amar hu cheser u'miloi cheser. So, the first question of the Gemara is, Mi matir es harishonos? Who permits the earlier ones? Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Bun says, the one who is matir these says matir these. As the following, Kada, the Reish Galusa sent Shalach Shal Rav Chizdai. He went and he asked Rav Chizdai, what is the meaning of the Pasuk? Hasir mitznefes v'matara. And he said to him, Husra mitznefes v'matara. When the mitznefes is gone, the atara is gone. And Rabbi Yochanan heard this, and he said, Hu cheser u'miloi cheser. This is translated as, he is gracious, and his words are gracious. In other words, his name is Rav Chizdai. So maybe it's referring to the chesed, even though it says here cheser. This is very, very difficult Yerushalmi to understand. What's the question? Who is Matir the Rishonos? Ma sheila b'chla. I apologize. It doesn't say in the doesn't say cheser. I looked inside the Yerushalmi. Truth is, I already saw the Yerushalmi before, but now I was learning Rosh Shabbos. But now I was looking in the Sefaria. The Sefaria has cheser. It really should say cheser. Uncle Panim, what's pshat in the Yerushalmi? And the Mefarshim have a lot of difficulty understanding it. In the Pnei Moshe, he explains pshat in the Yerushalmi is that it's going on the Mishnah there that. That the Pumas Harishon Gazru Shalaitetse Akala Bapirion Besecha Ir. But there were guys there that a Kala should not go out in this Apirion, in this special wagon for Kalas in the city. And then it says, in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Seinu Vitiru, the rabbis permitted it. And on that, the Yerushalmi says, who is Matir? The Rishonos. In other words, Ataros Chasanim. And the Havamina is that it's the Rabbanim, there's no remnants from the Pasuk. And if we say that we can be Matir these, just like the rabbis were Matir the Arpirion. And on that, in other words, let's see the Lashon of the Heilige Pnei Moshe inside. He says, "Mi matir es rishonos al masnisin kai." The Gittani Rabbi Seinu Vatir Shteitze Kala. This is Erech Shapom Sachroni. Mi matir es rishonos. We have in the Mishnah that Pomas Harishon was Aspiyanis when Aspasiyanis came upon Yerushalayim. That's Pomus Rishon. It says in the Mishnah, but Pomus Acharon, in the latter argument, fight, which the Pnei Moshe says is Chorban Habayis, so they said that a Kala can't go out with her Apirion, and then the rabbi said she can, the Sochair, and says the Pnei Moshe al Tznius, because it's more modest that way. That's the Korban Eida. He says that it's out sneers. And so too the Pnei Moshe says that it's out sneers. And now in the Gemara says, Mi matir es harishonos, it's on the Mishnah. But the rabbis permitted the Kala that she should go out in this Apirion. Pumas Acharon. So the Gemara's question is, Mi matir es harishonos, who's going to be matir? Ataras Chasanim. And then the answer is the rabbis who are matir the Apirion are also matir the Taras Chasanim. So this can be learned, as we explained, b'nichusa, that the ones who are matir aseilu are matir aseilu. Or it could be learned bitmiya. What's the bitmiya? What? Because you're matir these, you could be matir these. Look, we have a pasuk that says otherwise. In other words, just because you're matir the apirion, that the kala should go in the apirion, despite the churban, you can't be matir the ataris, because the ataris have a pasuk. That's what the Gemara says. Kadarish Kalusa. They ask Rav Chizdai, what does it mean? Koamar Hashem Hesir Mitznefes Vorei Matora. He says, who saw Mitznefes? Who Matar? That if there's no Mitznefes, there's no Kohen Gadol. So Mamela, there's no wearing a crown. So we have a pasuk. So that you can't be Matir. So Rabbi Yochanan said, though he's Chesed and his words are Chesed. So it's a good words. He liked it. So the question is, what does it matter if there's a remez from the pasuk? It's only a gzera mitzat the Mishnah. So what's the difference between the apirion of this kala and the mitzneh and the atara? Also, it's hard to understand what the whole nidon is. Because the apirion, we were matir al tznius, but here there's no inyan of tznius. So why should you be matir b'chla? And also, the Yerushalmi, at the beginning of the sugya, we see something very interesting. We see they bring a different pasuk. They bring nafla teres reshenu. That's the source not to wear an atava. So we know there's a remes in the pasuk. So ma pitom that we have a new pasuk and a new remes? And we already knew the remes in the pasuk. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. That the nidon is not on the remez from the pasuk dafka. We're talking here about the geder ha'isu. Nachman davrim po al geder ha'isu. She'im hu isur al shimush b'kli mesuyam. Im hu isur al shimush b'kli mesuyam. If the iser is not using it specifically, and the male of the iser is limited only to specific conditions. In other words, a chassid and a kala. Since there's a heter with an iser kli, you can add on a heter when there's a reason. If it's an iser on a shimush b'kli mesuyam, so it's only limited to certain situations like a chassid and a kala, and if there's a heter, then you can expand the heter. But if it's an iser muchlad, if it's an absolutist, you can't be matir. Aquaponim, you can have a partial heter if the essence of the issa remained. And therefore, Vapirion, which is an issa shimush bakli, that's called an apirion, and under certain conditions, since there's a heter, for someone who's not a kala, so you can be marach of the heter, are they Rabbi Seinu, because of the need for tznius, like Rashi says. We also saw in the emotion, the carbonate. And so to Bataros Chasanim, we learn from Nafla Teres Rishenu, earlier in the sugya, that is an isser lehedge al ataris. Nafla teres reshenu, the atara fell. So that's an isser on the chasanim. And therefore it's shayach haheter if there's a tzorech, since it's mutter for non chasanim. Since it's shayach haheter, this nafla teres reshenu is understood according to the Gemara to be referring to after the chasanim. So if it's non chasanim, so there's a heter. So in a shayach, there's a heter for non-chasanim. So therefore, a shayach to be matir also for the chasanim, because it's a iser on the kli. If there's a need, we can be matir this kli. If there's an iser on the kli, and we need to be matir the kli, we be matir the kli. But since we learn from Esir Mitznefes Viri Matara, which is an iser on the chasan, that he shouldn't be crowned, he shouldn't be becrowned, and it's an absolute iser on such a mitzvah, therefore it's no shayach to have a partial heter. Because it still remains that there's an iser on the chasim to be crowned. And therefore it's going to be usher in every way. It's not shaykh to have a partial head there. If it's an iser on a certain kli, and this kli is mutter under certain circumstances, then you can expand it to a chas and to a kala. But if it's an absolute iser, there's an absolute iser on the chasen to be crowned. So it's not shaykh to have any partial head there. There's no way to be mad through this atar, because it's an absolute iser. The iser is defined as the chasen not being crowned. If it was an iser on the shimish b'kli, but there were fanam that it's mutter to be mishtamish b'kli, then you can expand it to a chasen or to a kala. But if it's an iser on the chasen not to be crowned, so that's an absolute iser. It's not an iser on specific use of the kli. It's an absolute iser. The chasen can't be crowned. So there's no head there for that. So the maskan of the Gemara is from the pasuk of Asir Mitznefes Arimatara, that it's an Isser Mukhlat. It's an absolute Isser. The Chassan is not allowed to be Mutar. And therefore there's no room for Eterim. At the beginning of the Sugya it says, Nafla Telos Rishenu, and then they have a Machlokes, Rabbi Babashem Rav Shel Melch Shel Gafus. That's what's Asir. And Rav Yirmiya says, Shel Melech v'shel Zayis. Reb Nachum Bar Yaakov says, Afilu d'chilfi. So these are different today's as to what is Aser. Because they're holding the beginning of the Sugya, that it's din in the Chavtza, they're not aware of the Chavtza of the Atara. It's only Pesuk types are Aser, and that's the Pasuk Nafla Teres Hoshenim. Elohen, the Gemara says, Elohen Ataras Chasanim. So that has to fall. In other words, it's din in the Kli. You're not aware of that Kli. So there'd be room for Heter. But the Maskanas HaGemara over here, the end of the Sugya, no. There's no room at all for Heter, because it's an absolute Isser. The Chassan's Rosh is now to be Mutar, and therefore it doesn't matter with what. And then right in the Gemara it says that Rav Yirmiya Shivshev, he cut off a twig, and he made a crown from it, and he wore this crown of this twig. And Shmuel said to him, Nayich le'il itrim reshev lovetken, it would be more pleasant for him that they should lift up his head from him, and he shouldn't make this atara. Bavosken, and that's what happened. Rav Yirmiya died, kishkal yashav v'yashalit, that he actually died, because Rav Shmuel used this lashon of itrim reshe, his head should be lifted. Right? So, what's Shmuel saying? L'chor, Shmuel's arguing with the early Amoraim. The early Amoraim holds a din in the Chevtza. Rav Hul holds that it's a din, Shmuel holds that it's a din, that he's now allowed to be mit'utam, so that his head is now allowed to be crowned. So he's saying, he's being Meramis to the Gedra of the Isser. He's saying, better his head be raised, that is removed, than it be crowned. Because it's din in the head of the person. And that's actually what happened for Yirmiya, for making this crown. So again, we see that the Gedra of the Isser is that he shouldn't be crowned, and how that works in with the Lashonas of the Gemara and the different Machlokas of the Gemara. You can be Mechalik between the type of crown if it's a din in the Kli. But it's din in the chasen not to be mutar, then all are going to be aser. And if you have a heter, in certain cases, then you can expand the heter to the chasanim or the kalas. But if you have no heter, then there's no room for expansion. And that's why the Gemara says, no, you can't do it. Just because you were matir the apirion, but this you can't be matir. Mishu Matir Aselu, Matir Aselu, Mapitom. Can't do it because Kwama Hashem is Yom HaSempis Rei Matar. If there's no Mitznefis, there's no Atar. So here there's an absolute Isser. Since there's an absolute Isser, that he's not allowed to be a Mutar again. He's by the Kohen Gadol. The problem is not that he's not wearing the Mitznefis. Yes, the issue is not that the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Mitznefes. The issue is that the Mitznefes is not the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is not crowned with the Mitznefes. So too, the issue is that he's not crowned with that a chassan shouldn't be crowned with the Atara, and therefore there's no room for a Teirim. So that's Gevaldik, and we still have a lot more to say, and then we have the parish of the with this we want to distinguish between Ataras Kalos and Yerushal Zav, and then another beer in the Yushalmi based on the Sherei Karban. And then from that, we can Tansarain and explain the sugya of the Isser Shir and Zimra and Mana, Mamish Gevaldik Gevaldik, Shin Swashi Tosavis, Shin Sarambam, and these sugyas are Mamish Gishmak Biyoter. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. B'din Eder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.